This chapter goes into the history of the American way of bearing and raising children. Although some of it may seem distant from the experiences of a modern mother, when you read the rest of this book, you will see how the roots of our current ideals were planted hundreds of years ago, and how they have split the ground we walk on today. If you are too exhausted from years of pandemic parenting to dive into the past, the stories of contemporary motherhood begin in Chapter 2. The history will still be here when you are less of an empty husk. The idea that good mothers should be self-sacrificing prevailed for thousands of years. Early Christian, Jewish, and Muslim texts objectified women as symbols of willing and selfless devotion. As we entered the modern world and medical technology progressed to create smaller families and healthier babies and mothers, the image of willing and selfless devotion evolved. No longer is the ideal mother a colonial woman, waking up at first light to churn butter while worrying about her children's immortal souls. Now, she's a perky modern mom organizing the vast dairy section of her spotless Sub-Zero refrigerator and worrying about property taxes. But one thing has remained consistent. Despite the obvious and invisible work that mothers do to keep families and societies together, their contributions have either been insincerely praised, ignored, or actively demonized, depending on the time period, specific place, and a mother's social standing. The expectation that a woman should be a perfect moral vessel began at conception. In colonial times, the understanding of reproduction was that men provided all the material to make the baby. It was their seed and their seed alone that grew into a person. Even though a woman was considered useless in making a baby, she was ascribed considerable power to damage the one a man generated in her, wrote Agnes R. Howard in Showing What Pregnancy Tells Us About Being Human. Early modern pregnancy manuals spent a great deal of time warning women that their thought crimes could alter their growing foeti, and in general, women were thought to be more susceptible to the devil while they were pregnant and postpartum. The medical historian Mary Fassell calls this the treachery of the maternal imagination. For example, if a woman even thought about an adulterous lover during conception or pregnancy, her child would look like that man. And conversely, a woman could inscribe her husband's looks on illegitimate offspring if she thought hard on it, Howard wrote. If a mother craved sea muscles, she risked having a baby with a sea muscle for a head. In 1726 England, a servant named Mary Toft convinced a lot of powerful people that she gave birth to a litter of bunnies after she was startled by a rabbit, though she was ultimately revealed to be a grifter. If, while pregnant, a woman looked at a painting of John the Baptist wearing animal hides, she risked having a terrifyingly hairy baby. This story, repeated in colonial-era pregnancy guides, emphasized both how dim women are, that they thought an ascetic saint was a hairy animal just because he had a furry jacket, and how powerful their wayward minds could be. They could produce a female monster from that distorted impression, wrote Fassell.